Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. $22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. We're going to do that, right, Frank? Yeah. Magical Engineer Frank and I got a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about the tongue and how your tongue can indicate some health problems. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about aging. So got a little segment on that. And we'll see how the hour rolls. Plus, we have our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time, it grows short. Today's devotional is in Psalms 54, where God says this in verse 22, cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Well, isn't that the truth? And then he goes on to say in 23, but, oh God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. The bloody and deceitful men shall not live out but half their days. But I will trust in the Lord. Amen. David, King David, after God's own heart. And so we just keep, looking up. In my time, it grows short, so that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. I know that summer is right on our heels, and so we gonna be grilling. I don't know, Frank, do you grill out? I know a lot of people that have the king of the grill aprons and all the stuff out there for the grilling outside. I can take it or leave it, Anyway, here is a report according to some researchers that if you eat a lot of grilled meats, even if it's fish. They say you increase your risk of having high blood pressure. That's right. So regardless of what you're grilling, beef, chicken, fish, the grilling increases the risk of developing the hypertension. So they kind of followed some people in their early 20s and 30s that didn't have, hypertension or any problems. And they followed them for about 16 years. And they said that the ones that 37% of the individuals that tend to grill a lot several times a week, they increased their risk of high blood pressure. So just be aware of that if you're kind of one of them, fanatics on the grill there. King of the grill, right? Yeah. All right, moving along the quack report. Here is a report on the bottled water. They say bottled water is contaminated with what is called microplastics. The tiny little pieces of the plastic that are not visible to the naked eye are in the water and you swallow them. So
manufacturing processes of the bottles and the caps seem to put these plastics into your drinking water. According to World Health Organization, they said the biggest offender was Nestle's Pure Life water, had the most contaminations containing over 10,000 particles per liter. They're going to be launching an investigation on the short and long term health effects of consuming microplastic particles. Last but not least in the Quack Report, all right, strawberries, you know, getting in that season, you can see fresh strawberries. Well, try to buy them organic. I know they cost more, but you're going to avoid a lot of pesticide residues on them. A lot of conventional grown produce has a lot of those pesticides on them and herbicides. So Environmental Working Group actually released some rankings this year revealing that conventional produce is dirty with all these chemicals, and so they're saying buy organic because there's too many toxic chemicals on the conventionally grown produce. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so like we're going to be talking about the tongue, so open your mouth and say, ah, you know, when you go to the doctor, they want to look down your throat, look at your mouth. Well, you know, most people really don't consider their tongue when it comes to their health. They don't even think about what their tongue looks like, much less, you know, oral health. Well, oral health does hit your idea in your brain every once in a while, especially, you know, gum disease and things like that. But the human tongue can have some interesting characteristics. And just like the palm of your hand, it can even develop marks or lines. Now, health professionals and even dentists actually can affirm that not all tongues look alike, and the tongue can actually provide clues to the health of the person. So, for instance, your tongue can indicate if you grind your teeth at night or if you clench your jaw often. So we're going to take a look at what the tongue can tell us, and no pun intended. All right, so the tongue is really has a very strong attribute. It's really necessary for speech and for eating and swallowing. So the structure of this muscle called the tongue is really covered with what is called a pink mucous membrane, the papilla, and it is lined with your taste buds, and it has a lot of nerve endings in it. Therefore, the tongue communicates. It really does communicate with your brain. It tells your brain when you're eating something spicy or cold or even too hot. So we also get a sense of texture from these nerve endings in the tongue itself from the food that we're eating. Because I don't know about you, I got three kids, and one of my kids likes food with lots of texture to it. So, but there's certain things that the tongue has to have to be healthy. Vitamin B12 is one. It helps prevent the tongue from getting ulcers and sores, like canker sores. And I can see by the clock we got to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll cover the other nutrients and what to look for in healthy and sick tongues. We'll be right back. Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for Thyme Tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Ooh.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs ebook for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Back here on Herb Talk, and we are talking about the health of your mouth, your tongue, what your tongue can tell us about your health status. And right before the break, we were talking about the nutrients your tongue has to have to be healthy. And one is the vitamin B, the folate, the B12, and you know it cuts down on canker sores and ulcers on the tongue or in the mouth. Vitamin C also keeps your tissues and capillaries strong. Your tongue's also going to need iron, zinc, and iodine. So without these whole food nutrients, your tongue can really suffer from sensory changes, infections, and inflammation, including your salivary glands can also become inflamed. So without your vitamin B12, your zinc, your iron, your iodine, well, the tongue can swell. So when the tongue swells, it appears smooth. So your taste buds give the surface of your tongue that texture look, but they disappear when your tongue swells. So swelling also affects the sensory function, so you can get some tingling, burning, tenderness, or numbness that can occur. So this is a very common, supposedly in middle-aged or elderly women who are not eating healthy. So if there's a lack of vitamin A in your system, it's going to create those scalloped edges called glossitis right near the edge of your tongue. I had a relative that had that. It's kind of, it's almost like, you know, her teeth kind of made the scalloped edge on her tongue. So this can actually cause a lot of pain and tenderness along with some swelling. Another cause is, for this really could be an allergy to spices, toothpaste, mouthwash. If you experience dry mouth, oral infections, or use smokeless tobacco and alcohol. So you got to watch what you're putting in the body that can cause that. Here's a quote from Dr. Dale Taylor from Washington Township Medical Foundation who says, "We don't know why people get canker sores, but it's probably viral. People who are run down or stressed out are prone to mouth ulcers." Well, hey, Frank, I have a question for you. Have you ever heard of a hairy black tongue? I know it kind of sounds something you'd see in the movies, maybe, you know, Halloween feature, but a hairy black tongue is a real thing. It happens. Mm-hmm. The idea that your tongue can look hairy and black is something you'd think, you know, pirates from the 17th century would have, but it can happen even today. Frank calls it a hangover. No, not exactly. Not really. I think you're thinking of the hair of the dog and all that stuff, but what can occur is when you get a hairy black tongue, it's bacteria and fungus that's built up on the surface of your tongue and then gets inside your taste buds on your tongue. So the taste buds are called papillae, which normally shed, and then they're replaced with new ones. But if you have a poor diet and not really good hygiene, that hinders that process. And then what happens is fungus and bacteria will grow and lengthen the taste buds, and then they kind of look like hair. Okay, so the fungi and the bacteria can make your pink tongue look black, or even sometimes it could look brown, yellow, or even green. So this is a condition that occurs, and it's really not dangerous as you think. And the condition is normally corrected with better nutrition some good oral hygiene, and also black hairy tongue is more common in men than in women. So what are some of the things that can lead us to this black hairy tongue thing? Well, there are a number of things. Other than poor diet and hygiene that can cause the tongue to turn black and hairy, here are a few. If you're smoking, if you use a lot of coffee and tea, really high concentrations, also a lot of antibiotics, dehydration, if you're on digestive medicines that contain bisphema, like Pepto-Bismol, also dry mouth, not producing enough saliva, as well as using mouthwashes on a regular basis that contain peroxide or maybe witch hazel or menthol. Also radiation therapy to the head or neck, as well as intravenous drug therapies in HIV-positive patients can tend to get the viruses that create these, black hairy tongue situations. And you may wonder, well, what are the symptoms? Well, most people really don't report any unusual symptoms with black hairy tongue, but it does not produce too much serious discomfort. There are some reports, but usually you get an overgrowth of yeast that can cause a burning sensation. And this is on the surface of the tongue, and they call this glossoposis. And other symptoms that could accompany your condition with black hairy tongue are a tickling sensation on the roof of your mouth or the back of your throat, metallic taste, nausea, a gagging sensation, and also food that gets caught can also cause a lot of bad breath. So really, it's really important to, seriously not take your tongue for granted, and notice any changes that can go on. So you know that your tongue, what it looks like normally, smooth and pink and taste buds on there, and so you want to keep a check on it. Notice any changes, so that some of the changes that you might want to look for are if you have any swallowing difficulties. Also taste. We got the sweet, the sour, the bitter, the salty. So if any of your taste is changing, you want to be aware of that. Color, your tongue should be moist and pink in appearance. So if it changes in color, if it gets splotchy or anything like that. Pain, if you tend to have any pain upon moving your tongue or sticking your tongue out, as well as are there any coatings on your tongue that'll change the surface and appearance. Also, there's this condition called red tongue, and sometimes it's called strawberry tongue with regard to children when they get this. It's a condition called Kawasaki disease. Fever can accompany this condition, and it's really caused by inflamed arteries. So just be aware of what's going on there in the mouth. The tongue's in part of there. Then there's the thrush thing. Some people don't know what thrush is. If you're a nursing mother, you do. Thrush is really a yeast infection, and often nursing babies will get the thrush. White patches appear on the roof of the mouth, or it could coat the tongue. Now, the elderly and those with weak immune systems can also get oral thrush. So people that are taking some medications can develop thrush. And if you're taking diabetic medicines, steroids, asthma medications or antibiotics, it could create this white coating on the roof of your mouth or your tongue called thrush. And then we can't forget, we have to touch on the oral cancer. In 2017, there was like over 50,000 Americans that got diagnosed with oral cancer. And tongue cancer is the second most common head and neck cancer. So the tongue will swell and speech is slurred. Tooth loss can occur along with bad breath, numbness, and weight loss. Now, the typical cause is excessive tobacco or alcohol use. And if the oral cavity, the tongue develops this persistent, if you get red lesions or patches that don't want to heal, that could indicate some oral cancer and you should get that checked. Now, young and old can get tongue cancer. It's not just for the elderly. So if the condition's not cleared up, well, surgery to remove the lower jaw and palate is often the result. So you want to get that definitely checked. All right, I want to mention real quickly tongue coatings too, because, if the tongue gets this whitish coating on it, it could indicate digestive malfunction. It can also indicate a diet that's really heavy into the use of dairy and wheat products. So too much dairy and wheat creates a mucus coating. It really does create a mucus coating, and the oral cavity will reflect an overgrowth of mucus, even yeast, and you know, it can advance into digestive tract area and cause a lot of problems. So people with diets that are heavy into milk and cheese and dairy and wheat often have also arthritis problems or swollen joints, upper respiratory infections, skin diseases like eczema and psoriasis, allergies, frequent colds, and dark circles under their eyes. And they may not have all those symptoms, but they may have one or two of them. So you know what? You can make changes to all this in about 7 days because you have a lot of, well, you have a tremendous amount of power over your health with your diet changes. So within 7 days of changing your diet, your DNA changes. And within 14 to 21 days, you've improved your toxin removal. So more toxins are free flowing out of the system. Now, the Mediterranean diet is more of a balanced diet than the Western diet and also reduces your risk of cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. You might want to look into it. It contains a lot of fruits and vegetables to help you keep healthy, keep your tongue healthy too. Now, for some added support, I would encourage you to check out Apothecary Herbs. They have the dandelion root if you're worried about the cancer factor. They have the Body Foundation food mix if you're not getting enough of those vitamins and nutrients. The Tooth and Gum Restore is really good for oral hygiene and cleaning up infections. And astragalus root to elevate the immune system function. Black walnut with the natural iodine to keep the tongue and your thyroid healthy. They have a diabetic formula if you want to use that. And valerian root if you're a little bit stressed out, and which lowers your immune system and makes you catch a lot of colds and get canker sores and things like that. By the way, that tooth and gum formula is really great for canker sores as well. So get that all organic whole food vitamin C going, not the synthetic stuff, the stuff from Japan. So all this gives you more power. You'd be surprised how some changes like that can affect you make you in a well conditioned that, you know, no white coat's going to be able to do. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. Visit them on the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Got to take another break. We'll be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about getting older, aging. A lot of people say, you know, I'm getting old quickly, before my eyes, everything's changing. Well, the issue is, you know, we're going to explore some of the factors that can make us age faster. And not that we want to, but we can avoid some of these things. Now, a lot of scientific research on aging has kind of expanded over the years. You know, there's a lot of grant money that is sent to explore all kinds of reasons why people age, their genes, their hormones, their psychological processes. You know, a lot of involvement in research on dementia and things. So anything and everything which can possibly affect our lifespan is really under the microscope of science. So when did mankind become a bit obsessed with looking young and staying young? Well, it's not anything new. The legend of the Holy Grail comes to mind, according to history professor Joseph Goring at the University of Toronto, Canada. He says this legend can be traced back to the 12th century. So a lot of written history of man seeking immortality through the ages, you know, has got a lot of myths and legends, alchemy and so forth. So major TV networks actually are producing a lot of fictional shows which charm the viewer with the very thought of living for centuries, such as a lot of the shows like Vampire Diaries and so forth. So if you ask what the allure is of living forever, you're going to get all kinds of answers from people, such as, if I don't have to worry about dying, I can finally get some stuff done, and I'll have time to learn a new language. Well, of course, living forever is not for everybody. And if it were possible, immortality would be awarded like Olympic medals to just a select few. Well, let's look at this a little more closely, you know, because if you think about it, science is on the course to understand, map out the, and really eventually control, I would say, fate. Yeah, scientists and researchers desire to have dominion over the ultimate in human destiny. So when you die, for instance, what happens to you? If they're able to break the genetic code they think that will control aging, it will be heralded as a humanitarian success. Nobel Prizes would be handed out. And the recipe for immortality will have a price. Now, if anyone has seen the movie, this was back in 1992, it was called Death Becomes Her. You know, it's about immortality and its traps. And one could conclude that immortality kind of can be overrated when you think about mankind handling it. So for the sake of argument, if science does find a way to stave off death, one thing is for sure, you will still get old mentally. Now, at some point, you'd lose the excitement that comes with discovery and learning. And here's a question. Would your brain run out of room to store hundreds of years worth of memories? Have you really considered the generations and generations of family members coming to you for financial help? That's usually how it goes, right? Anyway, think about the tax returns you'd be accumulating. And you thought Social Security was going to be back bankrupt now. Just think about then. Now, how long do you think it would be if you live? Well, how long would you have to live before your entire first half of your life becomes a blur? You know, you just can't think back that far. Has anyone ever considered the psychological impact of living forever and watching other families, more mortal family members and friends, die generation after generation? You know, if they're not living forever, the grieving loss would be enormous. And according to science, if the aging process could be attenuated, weakened, humans would have additional healthy years to bring their personal goals to fruition. The challenge to society will be to ensure that those goals are compatible with the needs of humanity. So they're going to get to tell you if you can or can't. So how can such a thing be managed? Humans make mistakes, and what if science enables the likes of, let's say, Hitler, ultimate guy that's going to, you know, he's going to live forever. He's got lots of generations to fulfill his goals with. Think about it. Who are you going to let live forever? That's the thing. There's that old saying, you know, reputation is what people know about you, but character is what God and your spouse knows about you. Right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about, you know, dying a little bit. You know, ask anyone who has seen a lot of suffering. They're going to tell you that death could be a comfort, could be a friend. Now, would being immortal make one impervious to non-fatal chronic illness? Could fixing one gene code to make you immortal make other genes more vulnerable, or would they malfunction? So if I find it kind of odd that if they're funding research for immortality and becomes abundant in the scientific community, while government healthcare policy contradicts extending life for those over a certain age, right? Well, it's a question I have. Now, in 2002, the Science Journal stated this, quote, "Research on aging is increasingly important in the public policy area as well. The policy forum by Eric Thomas Jurist, the father of social policy, issues a genome research, and it argues that we need to start thinking about the practical and ethical ramifications of research on aging now before the decisions are made for us by circumstance." What circumstances? You know, natural death? Or was he referring to something else, like euthanasia? The necessity of euthanasia because healthcare is so expensive? Well, you know, you could go down this road and it could lead you to Pandora's box, you know, living forever. I reported on some scientific discoveries a while back on some new viruses that are called Pandora viruses, because science is unfamiliar with the viruses and their genetic code, and they don't know what to expect from them. Now, science really doesn't know what to expect from gene splicing and editing, manipulation, modification either. They're kind of just, you know, out there doing it, see what happens. And it's really all a bunch of theory, and they're working off of that, an educated guess. Now, the word food chain is currently one big experiment with regards to GMO. And why in heaven would anyone allow or trust science to alter human genes in hope of living longer? They already ruined the food. Well, there's some new research. Brigham's, a woman's hospital in Boston, stated that long-term or intense fear or anxiety or phobic anxiety lends itself to accelerating our biological aging. So the research suggested that middle-aged or older women were more at risk. At least 8 million Americans have some form of phobia. So the kind of phobia the research tested was not if people, you know, wondered about the weather. The research was really targeting those who overly worry about everyday things, such as their computer crashing. And apparently, the researchers think that they have identified a blood marker in those who have acute or phobic anxiety, which were more frequently found in older women. So the researchers think that repeat stress creates this oxidative effect on our cells and affects the cell division, and therefore women have an increased risk of cardiovascular disease and cancer and dementia. So this research seems to suggest or point to stress causing more rapid or premature aging. Again, this is kind of their educated guess. And since phobic anxieties start early in life and are treatable, then who needs gene modification for that?
and a little training and therapy and maybe some herbs to help us cope with our stressful world will do just fine. So findings on a lot of this research on stress and anxiety and phobia was in the July issue of Polos 1, so you can check that out. Now, also NASA is on the bandwagon. Space medicine has, they've discovered some interesting facts about magnesium and the aging process. So astronauts experience accelerated aging in space due to the loss of magnesium, which governs over like 300 enzyme functions in your body. Such it can help your mitochondria and your cells to function better and produce more energy and so forth. So there you go. So minerals. Minerals and telomeres, the length of your telomeres, as you age, they get shorter, that kind of thing. So, interesting, NASA in their experiments. So, what could be our options then? Well, if you are worried about premature aging, make sure you're eating the right foods to help counter that oxidative effect. You know, eat more berries, you know, how easy is that? Also, if you're worried about toxins creating a lot of oxidative stress and making you age quickly, organ cleansing using some herbs to get the toxins out reduces that effect of oxidative stress on your cells. So if you're anxious and you prefer maybe using something natural instead of a drug, I love valerian root, St. John's wort. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have an emotional stress formula that's really great. So if you're concerned about also your immune system, because as you get older, your immune system, they tell us, gets weaker as we age. And we're told that's normal. It's not normal. It's common. But it's not normal. Not normal. So it's real important that we get our nutrients and we get the toxins out. So cleanse and nourish the system. And you can look younger, longer, the natural way. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free product catalog, and you can see how powerful you can be. That number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. And, of course, do ask for their free product catalog, and you can also download that off their website if you'd like. So the Power Herbs. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Absolutely. I can see by the clock we're going to be taking another break, but we come back, we're going to have more health news that will empower you, so don't go anywhere. Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663.
3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about, for the next few minutes, we've got a few minutes left here in our precious hour. We're going to talk about varicose veins. You know, it's usually something women tend to worry about more than men do. So when in our legs, in our extremities, when the veins become distended and swollen, they can bleed, and this causes what you know as varicose veins. So also, the valves in the veins, which move blood back to your heart, don't sometimes close properly, and they can leak and then bleed. So the leaked blood moves downward instead of to the heart, and it can pool, causing the veins to bulge. So the varicose veins often affect 50% of middle-aged adults, and women are twice as likely than men to develop the condition. So in the United States, about 45 people out of 1,000 have varicose veins. Very common, but is it normal? No, it's not normal. So this is over like 12 million people. And I'm referring to people also that have deep veins and not surface veins, which normally do not pose a mortality threat. So when you get the deep vein thrombosis thing, they're not functioning well, and your risk of getting blood clots and stroke, aneurysms, even rashes that can ulcerate the skin and become infected. So all this produces, really, it's a lot of poor circulation going on. And I was looking at some of the global statistics on varicose veins for the extremities, and most people really don't think varicose veins are life-threatening, but they can be. Americans by far have the highest mortality of 177. Germany follows with 152 deaths and Brazil with 148. So the countries with the fewest deaths are one death annually are in Barbados, Estonia, New Zealand, Luxembourg, Malta, and Paraguay. So what are some of the causes of this varicose vein situation? Well, individuals who sit or even stand for long periods of time are the ones, if you're in one position too long and you don't get regular exercise, you can develop varicose veins. Now, overweight individuals, you know, lifting heavy objects, and also if you're pregnant, this can create a lot of risk of getting varicose veins. Other causes are a lack of fiber in the diet, a lot of constipation where you're straining, menopause, and also some genetic weakness of the vein walls or valves that can cause the problem. Other than the, the bulging, the unsightly bulging of the veins, you may experience some fatigue, aching of the leg extremity, a heavy feeling in the extremity. Some people get restless leg syndrome, and pain and fluid retention, especially around the ankles or close to the feet. Now, your doctor may refer you to a vein specialist, a phlebitis specialist. He's going to run some tests. He's going to do some ultrasounds. He'll evaluate the vein's structure and the blood flow and the sound waves that he's going to put you through the test, give him a picture and reveal how the blood is flowing and if you have any clots. A more detailed test to show blood flow is called a venogram, and a lot of dermatologists will also inject hypertonic saline solution into the veins to shrink the swelling and attempt to strengthen the structure of the vein wall. And this temporarily improves the function, lowers the swelling, and gets rid of the bulging and the discoloration and the bleeding, and all disappears temporarily. Some people are given support stockings or compression hose to wear to apply pressure to balance the blood flow. Sometimes laser treatments and surgery can also be recommended, but surgery is going to offer the most risk of you having respiratory distress from the anesthesia, bleeding and blood clots, wound infections, scarring and nerve tissue damage. So what is in the injection that they stick into the vein so that all that swelling and discoloration and bulging disappears? Hey, Frank, you want to guess what's in that? I know it's called a hypertonic saline solution. It is salt. It's salt. Salt. So what's with the salt? Well, see, in your system, your body needs salt, your electrolytes, and salt and water in your system are counter-regulatory. But salt also makes sure your cell walls are strong and your arteries and veins are strong yet flexible, so they can take a lot of tension and pressure and not rupture or bulge or bleed. So you need salt, and most people don't get healthy salt. They get the processed salt, which has no minerals in it. So sun-dried salt, the way they used to make it thousands of years ago, they just, on the coast, they have salt flats, ocean water comes in, they push everything, the salt comes up, and they pile it into a cone, they let it sun-dry. So the sun dries the salt, but the minerals remain. There's 84 of them. And these minerals are cardiovascular friendly. They help keep those arteries and vein walls strong and flexible so plaque doesn't stick. And you don't get the varicose veins. So, you know, I say to myself, why go for, you know, saline injections when you can just get the right kind of salt with the minerals still in it? So Celtic sea salt, I know you've probably seen it in stores, you know, but you want to make sure you're getting a good brand, the one that has the minerals still in it, because here's the thing. There's a telltale sign whether you're getting really good salt. If it is white, it's not good. So, you know, if you have a regular sheet of paper that's white, put it up next to your salt. If your salt is as white as that paper, it's been processed, artificially dried, and you've lost a lot of the mineral content. If it's an off-white or gray color, it's most likely still a good salt, okay? And a lot of people say, well, I use the Himalayan. Himalayan is a mine salt. The chemistry is different, and you get shale in with that salt, and that can clog kidneys, so you want to be real careful with Himalayan or any mined salt. So what you can do is, you know, get the healthy salt going. Also, you know, get some regular exercise, maintain a healthy weight. Try not to cross your legs too frequently. I'm bad about that. I am so bad. I like to cross my ankles, and I am so bad about that. And I was so put out when I was pregnant because I couldn't cross my ankles because, you know, a big baby in the way. But, you know, try not to cross your legs too frequently. And if you're on long rides or you're on a plane ride that's long, you have to get up like every half hour and walk. Stretch your legs. You need to pull over, go to the restroom, rest area. You need to kind of just, you know, stretch out and protect those arteries and veins in your legs. So you want to get some good nutrition going too, because nutritional deficiencies are going to promote varicose veins and break down those venous valves and prevent the backflow of the blood to pool in your extremity. So you want to make sure you're getting the good nutrition, whole food nutrition. A lot of people just pile on the synthetic supplements, but they're not the same as whole food nutrition. Belly fat is going to strain the veins on your legs. So that's why pregnant women have a lot of varicose veins. And if you suffer from chronic constipation, you strain a lot. This also contributes to the condition. So you want to change the diet. You want to get some whole food vitamin C, some bioflavonoids in there. Vitamin E, of course, help repairs damaged tissue, helps support vein strength. So eat more raw foods, you know, fruits and vegetables. Use your organic sun-dried salt. It'll strengthen your arteries and veins and the valves in your legs. And also female herbs can help smooth the transition through menopause. So if that seems to be kind of contributing to things, you might want to look at that. And also if you're worried about circulation, there are circulatory herbs that you can also power into the diet. I like to pair cayenne with ginger because cayenne moves the circulation to the extremities, but ginger helps it come back to the body core. So for total circulatory benefit, you might want to use that. So if you're looking for the Celtic sea salt, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have that, and it's on their website. It's in their catalog. They get it imported from France, where they still kind of harvest it the old-fashioned way. So it is a world of difference when you find out, you know, the differences in processed salt and unprocessed salt. The nutritional impact is huge. I mean, think about the ancient world, how important salt was to them. Not only did it preserve meats, but it was part of their health regimen. Okay, and you, like you said, water and salt are counter-regulatory. People in the desert would use salt, and they wouldn't drink until the sun went down because the salt that they had would help them retain their fluids, and then they would drink when the sun went down. So salt is really, really important for your electrolytes, your nervous system, the heartbeat, nervous system, electrolytes. Use it to, you know, get an impulse to the heart. So your whole body is relying on those electrolytes, and some ocean salt that's sun-dried is going to be the biggest deal ever to a lot of people's systems because they've been so deprived. And if you think salt's not all that important, why do they hook you up to a saline drip when you go to the hospital? Well, because if you don't have salt, your cells can explode. And point in case, and case in point, is varicose veins. The cell walls get weak, and they rupture and bleed. There you go. So go to thepowerherbs.com. You can click on, they have a salt tab, and you can get your salt in fine ground or coarse ground. They have a salt grinder if you want that. And I always put it on the table because heat ruins it, so you don't want to cook too much with it. If you got to cook with it, low simmer, last stage of cooking. Of course, you know, you can use it in baking, but let people put it on at the table. And that way, you'll get it just right. And because this salt still has magnesium in it, it won't numb your taste buds, so you'll really taste more flavor in your food, and more savory. You'll be amazed what a real salt can do for you. I mean, it's basic. It's not rocket science. It's pretty basic. We just make things so complicated these days. Hey. They used to pay people their ration of salt. The Roman soldiers got their wages in salt. It's how valuable it was in the ancient kingdom. It's still valuable today. We have refrigeration, but we still need the health benefits of real salt. So don't delay. Get you some real salt, and you'll see what I mean. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And visit the powerherbs.com website or give them a call at 866-229-3663 because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Till next time, I'm your herbalist Wendy Wilson. Be well.